You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Tabitha Britt, the founding editor-in-chief of Do You Endo, the first BS-free endometriosis magazine for individuals with endometriosis by individuals with endometriosis. Tabitha, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're so welcome. Thanks for your time as well. So for those that aren't familiar, what exactly is endometriosis?
Endometriosis is when tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside of the uterus. This tissue then becomes really inflamed and causes an extreme amount of pain.
And Tabitha, what would you say are the common symptoms when one has endometriosis?
Well, first and foremost, most women feel pain. They notice that they're experiencing really painful menstrual cycles and they're bleeding really heavily. Other symptoms could be back pain, not just your lower abdomen, but your back will be hurting. Sometimes your legs will be hurting in your thigh area. This is because it's hitting a nerve. Your endo is probably hitting a nerve. Chronic fatigue is also a symptom that most people don't talk about. There are honestly tons of symptoms. The list could go on and on, which is why it's often misdiagnosed as IBS or a pelvic disorder, but the most common symptom is pain.
Now, you mentioned that there are so many symptoms. What is the biggest misconception when it comes to endometriosis?
Most people think that they can treat or cure endometriosis by getting a hysterectomy. This isn't true, and I'm really trying to spread awareness about the fact that you don't have to get a hysterectomy. In other words, don't get a hysterectomy unless you absolutely have to. Because endometriosis grows outside of the uterus, even if you go and have a hysterectomy, the endometriosis will still be inside of you. So you'll still be experiencing all the symptoms you were before. Granted, they may be a bit less. Some women do experience less symptoms, but it's not always the case. It grows elsewhere, so it's still going to become inflamed. The thing I would recommend is seeking an endometriosis specialist instead of just going to a gynecologist.
Certainly do appreciate the information and feedback in all regards so far today. We're joined by Tabitha Britt, the founding editor-in-chief of Do You Endo, the first BS-free endometriosis magazine for individuals with endometriosis by individuals with endometriosis here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Tabitha, how long does it take to get a diagnosis? Is that complicated?
The average woman, it takes up to 10 years. This is because most gynecologists and most general practitioners, most doctors are not trained in endometriosis. So when they go to the doctor and they're telling them, oh, I'm having bladder trouble or I'm experiencing pain with my period, they'll just tell you, oh, how about we try a different birth control or why don't we put you on some hormones? And it's kind of shrugged off. It took me 14 years to receive a diagnosis. And the only reason I knew about endometriosis was because my mother had it too when I was growing up. And I went to at least 7 gynecologists and told them I had it because I was so confident that I did, and they just flat out told me I didn't. They'll order ultrasounds, but you can't really see, not usually, you cannot see endometriosis on just a normal ultrasound.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for what you've done to make people more aware of endometriosis, and really awesome what you have in place. Lastly, as we conclude, what is your number one tip for individuals who think they may have endometriosis?
You have to be an advocate for yourself. I think it's really important to know that you're not crazy. because some doctors will tell you it's all in your head. That happened to me. And it's really hard to go to another doctor when you just went to one who told you that you're wrong or that whatever's happening to you isn't really happening. So it's super important to trust your body and know what's happening to you because you're the only one who knows, and to get that second or third or fourth or even fifth opinion until you actually get help. And please look up an endometriosis specialist in your area. If you can't find one, reach out to me and I will literally help anybody find one.
We certainly appreciate your joining us here on the program and for being willing to help those find a medical physician that would best help them if they think they have endometriosis. Really appreciate all you're doing here. Where can listeners get more information on Do You Endo and your magazine on endometriosis and where they could actually be in contact as well?
It's just Do You Endo. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. And that's our handle on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's our actual URL, doyouendo.com. Any of those, any kind of social media, followers reach out to me all the time, and I do try to respond as quickly as possible.
Again, Tabitha, we certainly wish you all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Tabitha Britt, the founding editor-in-chief of Do You Endo, the first BS-free endometriosis magazine for individuals with endometriosis by individuals with endometriosis. And for all the details, visit doyouendo.com. Of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.